Happy Friday and good evening. Welcome to Community News and Review. I'm Philip Bell, the host. All this week, filling in for Mike Wolf is my good friend and commentator, John Mulray. And to continue our credit restoration segment from Wednesday, we have Alicia Kahn. What is credit restoration? How does it work? Can it help me with my situation? And how important is it anyway? We spoke with, on Wednesday, Alicia Kahn from Ask for Premier Credit Repair. And we just didn't have enough time, John.
No, she did. She opened up too many questions that we need to answer.
She did. As a matter of fact, our new friend here, Brian, is got a question for her before we start. And I first of all want to say good evening, Alicia.
Good evening, Phil. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. It's been a while, but I appreciate you coming on today. And Brian, I had a question for you real quick.
Sure. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Well, since my wife is sitting right next to me here in Phil's studio, and you had mentioned something about four or five or six credit cards and going ahead and opening those things up.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes got pretty big as soon as you said that. I looked right at her and she smiled.
Yeah, I could imagine. I really want to expand upon that. I'm glad you brought that up. But go ahead, ask me your question and then we'll address it.
Well, my question is, she does have five or six credit cards. Now, I know I probably made a mistake and I said about 5 or 6 years ago, I can't stand this whole credit game. I'm cutting up all my credit cards. I don't ever want to use them again. Mm-hmm. They seem to be more of a danger for most people than a real help. There's more people, I feel, and it's just a gut feeling, that are hurt by credit cards than it's actually helping. And I just didn't want that to happen to me. And I think after your last segment, I need to get at least one or two of them. But
you need to. It's a double-edged sword. Let's put it that way. Last time I was on the show, I mentioned, yes, that you want to have open and active and positive paying credit cards, but I was not referring to being extravagant. I'm not saying go out and buy everything and have fun. No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is you might want to use the credit cards for your everyday needs instead of paying by cash or paying by check. Let's say you're at the grocery store. We all have to go to the grocery store and buy food. We all have to put gasoline in our car. So what I'm suggesting is use the credit card for those purposes, for the everyday needs. And then, of course, make sure that we're paying on time at the end of each month, keeping the credit balances under 50%, under 49% of the credit limit. What the lenders are looking for is they're looking to see when we apply for credit that we are financially responsible.
Well, you know, it is a dual-edged sword, Alicia, and I think everyone would agree that as Americans, if we make $50,000, we're going to spend easy $70,000, you know, and it just goes up from there. But the economy needs that for many years. Just spend. We'll buy our way out of a recession. And you know, in the last 5 years, they call it the Great Recession, but if it was a truth be known, it was really a Great Depression, which has not been seen for many years, since the 30s and the late 20s. And it was horrendous. A lot of people out of work, a lot of people who had to downsize. And let's not forget, because of the short sales and all the other issues regarding mortgages and real estate. And of course, as always, cash is king. But I tried myself to get some things removed. There are things from my late wife that were on my credit report, and I want them removed. It's because she died about 12 years ago, and there's no reason for it to be on there.
That's right.
And guess what? I didn't get anywhere. I wrote a letter. I got one of these self-help books that said how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a letter, and I sent it there. I don't have time for that. Why is it you're successful and me as a consumer is not?
You have to really know how to structure those letters. You have to play in their backyard, so to speak. The credit reporting agencies they know that all of the items on the credit reports have to be in compliance with certain laws. So in order to remove those items off the credit report, you really need to be educated on the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
And how many laws are in that act? How many laws are in that act?
Approximately 320.
My goodness. You see, John Mulray, that's why we need somebody like this.
No question. I mean, I'm sitting here wondering the impact of a debit card versus a credit card. How does that play into this?
debit card really does not show up on your credit report because it's not credit. It's you're just using your money in the bank. It's similar to a check. A credit card is what's showing up on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also what's called a secure credit card. I don't know if that also will help you. That's one of the main ways that we tell people who do not have any credit.
Right.
We tell them that's the first step.
Well, they do report. They do report, and they do charge a fee for that, and it helps establish credit. But you were telling me about many of your clients, but several of them in particular, seems like a pattern. They had like a 400 when they came to you, 400 mm-hmm. credit score. What happened?
I've seen people, actually the lowest I've ever seen was in the 300s.
Okay.
Yeah, we've helped, there's so many success stories. We've helped people. We've been in business for approximately, it's just coming on 6 years now.
Right.
And obviously someone who has in the 300s or the 400s or the 500s, they have many, many, many derogatory items on their credit report. And what do I mean by derogatory? They've paid late, or they during, as you mentioned, the recession, we all went through very hard times. Things weren't going right for I would say 99% of us. And what happens when things do not go right, and we cannot pay our bills, and we're in survival mode?
Sure.
We have to let go of all the essentials, and we stop paying a lot of those bills. So where do those bills end up? They all ended up on the derogatory side or the negative side of the credit report. And that's the side of the report that's holding all of our scores down, at least the majority of us who have the derogatory items.
Well, that's that you showed James Burton several reports, one that brought it from that level of 400 to, like,
yes.
800, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
And
so,
it takes, when you first start getting results, you explained to me the bulk of the results happen in 45 days, and it can take up to a year to get all that you can get removed. Am I correct?
Well, yes. Our clients are witnessing we're averaging in approximately, let's say, 45 days, we're averaging one of the highest deletions on the credit report. Our clients are witnessing the most improvement in the first 45 days alone, and that's because the laws that are the most obvious to us were able. What I'm saying is the derogatory items that the credit reporting agencies are not meeting up to the certain criteria, it is those items we're able to remove the quickest. However, yes, we always recommend 8 to 10 months as an optimal amount of time to maximize the credit profile, and that's considered an average amount of time.
But the bulk of it, you could see good results within 45 days, typically. And one thing that's fascinating, because I misunderstood what credit restoration is. And listen up, people. If I did, you did as well. Because you could remove bad stuff regarding student loans, because you're not removing the aspect of the debt. You're moving the right to report the late payments, if you will, or the non-payments.
That's correct, Phil. We're not removing, and this is one of the main concepts that I try to share with everyone. We're not removing the debt per se from our clients' lives. What we're removing is that trade line. We call it a trade line or a bill or an account on the credit report,
sure.
On the paper itself, on the credit report. We're removing that entire trade line, so it's no longer appearing on the credit report using the criteria, again, established within the Fair Credit Reporting Act. So we're transferring that item from a public light to a private light, so it's now between the consumer and their creditor. That item is between the two of them.
Right. It has nothing to do about the credit reporting.
No longer requiring minds to know about.
Exactly. And as you know, a lot of it they cannot substantiate or have the documents. And you use the law where, as a neophyte, as a consumer, that this is not my business. I myself am not versed enough to understand how to get this resolved. And you just don't go away. You don't take no as an answer. You look at another law and you submit it, and one of the laws work. And you have such a successful rate. I mean, you grew your business literally by word of mouth.
That's correct. We've never actually formally advertised. Our entire business was built through reputation.
Yeah.
We started 6 years ago helping one person, and that person actually was the person who tried to obtain a car. I'll never forget that. He tried to obtain a car at the we're here in were located in Western Florida and down the road from us are all the car dealerships. And they rejected him and said, no, you have a very low score. You don't qualify. He came to us, and we helped him over time. Actually, he even went back to the car dealership 6 months later, mm-hmm. and he started with a 500. And when he went back, he was in the mid-700s.
Wow.
And they said, how did you do that? And he said, you have to speak to Ms. Kahn.
Yeah, if you read all the advertisements, you have to have a Beacon score of 720 or greater to qualify for these rates. Now, getting on to rates briefly, myself, if I have bad credit, I'm going to be paying how much for a car? If I finance it for 5 years, how much more?
On average. On average, you can pay 18%, 17%. Yeah. I mean, it depends on who's purchasing the car.
But in 5 years, I could pay $12,000 more?
Well, we try to break it down to the monthly payments. So if you're coming in on, if you're purchasing a car with poor credit,
right.
most likely you're, and it's, of course it depends upon the price of the car as well,
yeah.
but most likely you're going to be spending $300, $400, sometimes $500 additional dollars a month in interest payments because you came in on it with a low score, as opposed to coming in with a very good score, where that monthly payment you're going to save. You can save $300, $400, $500 a month because you came in with an excellent score. I like to compare that to we're actually located in a real estate office and we're surrounded with realtors all day long.
That's right.
So I like to compare it to acquiring a mortgage, and we're helping a lot of the non-qualifying home buyers every day to improve their credit status, and then we refer them back to their realtor or the mortgage broker. So what I like to explain to everyone is, let's say you're buying a let's just pick a round number, $200,000
sure.
home, okay? And let's say you come in with, let's say decent credit score, and let's say you take out a 30-year loan. And I know most people don't do that anymore, but let's say you take out a 30-year loan, right?
Right.
Now, go forward 30 years in time, most likely you're going to be spending the same amount in interest. So 30 years forward, you probably spent $400,000 on that same $200,000.
I'd much rather have that in my pocket, I'll tell you that.
That's right. But now imagine coming in with a low score, just getting your foot in the door. Now go forward 30 years in time. Most likely that house that you originally bought for $200,000,
right.
you just paid $500,000 to $550,000 on that because you came in with a low credit score.
That's just it. That money is in your pocket that you could spend on other things, on education, on trips, on yachts.
That's
you know,
right.
you can have other use of that money other than paying the bank, who's always getting more money. Now, we only have like 3 minutes left, and so your organization, ask for Premier Credit Repair. First of all, you don't ask for any money up front, number one. You're heavily regulated. You actually are consulting. Your clients that you do take on, and I said that you do take on, you have 24/7 up-to-the-minute access to their credit status.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for Premier Credit Repair. Clients are provided with a password login where they can actually view firsthand all the work that's being performed on their behalf on their personal account. And, of course, you're known for your quality personal service. You are very hands-on, and you have expanded. You're adding more and more quality people that you personally train, but you are overseeing everything, and you're in touch with every single client. Information is held in, of course, a strict confidence, and you're not there to judge. Bad things happen to good people. People do want to pay their bills, but certain things should not be on your credit report, and things that could help you achieve your goals by removing things, whether you owe the money or not, you need to take advantage before they change things. You know, because once you learn the game, they always change the rules. And the process is seamlessly painful. You pull your free credit report, and you really want to get all three and review them and see where you are. And whether it's one ding or 100 dings, it doesn't matter. You're there to help them. And you do have a great track record. Again, James Barton, who's actually in the studio today, was telling me he saw this stuff. He saw
yes.
the changes.
Yes.
I mean, that's the proof of concept right there.
Mm-hmm. I think he saw we have a salesman who worked at the car dealership who enrolled, and he came in with he was the one who came with a lowest score of a 385.
Wow.
And he had 98 derogatory items.
98.
Yes. Remember, the higher people climbed, right, the harder they fell after the recession.
And how did it turn out?
We went over there, and because we pulled his report together, he went from a 385 to an 811.
Whoa!
That was our highest incremental jump up ever. We were so happy for him, and that's I believe that's the report that James saw.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, that to me is proof of concept right there. And again, you're not judging. You're not saying you don't owe the money. What you're saying, it needs to be off, under the law, off their report as well. And, Alicia, your background leads to something like this because you're very methodical, you're due diligent, mm-hmm, and really you care about your clients. And that's what I love about you. You know,
well, thank you, Phil.
You changed their life in a way that you know, is so personal. And you touch them in a way that really helps them in their day-to-day lives. And that is a beautiful thing. And again, your consultations are free. Matter of fact, I think the regulations are you can't even charge a fee up front. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we have to do the work first, and
yeah,
then we charge.
Yeah. I mean, how ethical is that? That you can't get better. Alicia, what is the best way to contact you?
Well, if we have a nationwide number. We have a local number. The local number is 954-217-3763.
Mm-hmm.
And the nationwide is 866-598-6364.
And if you're going to make a major purchase, whether it's a house or a car, within the next 6 months, it's best to go to her first. See where you are. See how you can improve it, and you could start saving money. Seriously. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars on mortgages to tens of thousands on a new car. I mean, a decent new car these days costs about $25,000 and goes up from there, which is amazing to me. Alicia, as always, I wish we had more time. I do want you to take advantage once we start doing the call-in Fridays, because I know that you would fill up the phone lines.
Absolutely, be my pleasure. And that's something that we pride ourselves on. We want to educate people on how the process works and clarify all the misconceptions, because we know there are a lot of misconceptions. Every day we hear them. And it's very important for our clients to be feel comfortable with the program, the expectations are clear, and we're all on the same page.
And this has been Alicia Khan, Ask for Premier Credit Repair Incorporated. And they're in Weston. And the best way to reach them is 954-217-3763. Or heck, ask the number 4premiercreditrepair.com. And you'll see them. And it's a wealth of information. And it's a really good way to contact them as well.